Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. So, the Mazda CX-3 in 2 litres, a nippy little SUV with some pizzazz, ends review. Well, of course, there is a bit more. Mazda CX-3 does impress. From the paint job, in this case called Soul Red Crystal, I kid you not, which must be sprayed by unicorns who aren't unionized, because the Mazda has the deepest red paint job I've ever seen. Well, at least since the last red Mazda that I had on test. Supercars eat your heart out. I don't know what the hell Mazda does to produce this kind of depth and luster, but it makes the racy exterior even sexier than it may be alone. Then we get to the vehicle dynamics. The suspension is taut, the engine revs willingly. Ultimately, you get a daily driver that is easy to live with when driven lightly, quiet, light, nimble, reasonably fuel efficient at 6.3 liters per 100 kilometers. The crossover body keeping the SUV crowd happy with the front wheel drive 6-speed auto with 115 kilowatts and 206 newton meters on tap. And when it's pushed hard, it reveals its fun side. The suspension is firm enough that the nimble becomes spirited, with the gearbox and engine happily and easily revving away to keep it fun. I would have liked a weightier steering on, but I get why it doesn't have it, a good balance. And the 6-speed auto box really works with the sport mode and economy modes being available. This Hikari edition goes for 509,000 rand and some change, a bit above the base model at 373,000. But you get some good add-ons, from lane departure and active accident prevention braking, both city and pedestrian, to wireless charging, Apple CarPlay, which isn't wireless by the way, to a heads-up display for speed and the like. It also shows the current speed limits in the heads-up display. Keyless goes there too, and the Bose sound system. Also adaptive LED headlights. The screen for the CarPlay isn't my favorite, however. It looks like a touchscreen, but is controlled by a turning knob that falls easily to hand. It is a pain to use at times, as you sometimes need to twirl seemingly forever, particularly when in Apple CarPlay. The interior is good, but not class-leading, and seat fold-downs could be a little more imaginative, but those are pretty small criticisms of what is a pretty good car. If you are the SUV type, give the Mazda CX-3 2-litre Hikari front-wheel drive 6-speed auto a look-in. It's a credible player. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.